This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. The United States has approved the sale of Hawkeye 360 technology to India to boost the country's surveillance capabilities. The move will enhance India's maritime domain awareness in the Indo-Pacific region. In a statement, U.S. Defense Security Cooperation Agency said that the proposed sale will improve India's capabilities to meet current and future threats by bolstering its maritime domain awareness, analytical abilities, and strategic posture. The first World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 will conclude in Mumbai today. Masterclasses on filmmaking and cultural events will be the main attraction on the last day of summit. The four-day event, which began on Thursday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The summit, with the tagline "Connecting Creators, Connecting Countries," is poised to position India as a global hub for media, entertainment, and digital innovation. The summit is witnessing participation from over 90 countries with more than 10,000 delegates. The portals of Badrinath Dham opened with traditional rituals in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand this morning. With this, all four revered shrines of Uttarakhand, Kedarnath, Gangotri, Yamunotri and Badrinath, are now accessible to pilgrims for darshan. The National Testing Agency, NTA, will conduct the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG 2025 today across over 5,000 centres in the country and 13 cities abroad. The NTA in a statement said that all preparations and logistical arrangements for organising a safe and secure examination have been made. Over 22.7 lakh candidates have registered for the examination, which will take place from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. The mock drills at all centers were successfully conducted earlier yesterday. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India is committed to mutually beneficial and sustainable partnership with all African countries. President Murmu met President of Angola, João Lourenço, at Rashtrapati Bhavan and hosted a banquet in his honor. The president said India shares a special friendship with African countries, including Angola. She appreciated the important role played by Angola in promoting peace, security and stability in Africa. President Murmu also appreciated President Lourenço's strong expression of sympathy and support in the wake of the recent terrorist attack at Pehelgam in Jammu and Kashmir.
भारत अफ्रीकी महाद्वीप में शांति और सुरक्षा को बढ़ावा देने की आपकी प्रतिबद्धता पर अडिग है। जम्मू कश्मीर के पहलगाम में हुई नृशंस आतंकवाद हमले के बाद आपके समर्थन और एकजुटता की प्रबल अभिव्यक्ति के लिए भारत सरकार और भारत की जनता की ओर से आपको धन्यवाद। इस घटना ने एक बार फिर दर्शाया है कि अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समुदाय को आतंकवाद और उसे बढ़ावा देने वालों को रोकने के लिए ठोस कदम उठाने की आवश्यकता।
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has discussed the Pehelgam terrorist attack with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed that terrorist attacks perpetrators, backers and planners must be brought to justice. Both leaders also spoke about India-Russia's bilateral cooperation activities. Khelo India Youth Games 2025 will begin this evening with colourful and grand celebrations at Pataliputra Sports Complex in Patna, Bihar. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya will inaugurate the event. These games will be organized till 15th of May, where over 8,500 young sporting talents of girls and boys category of under 18 age group will contest for more than 2,400 medals in different sports. Total 28 sports will be played at 6 different cities including Patna, Rajgir, Gaya, Bhagalpur and Begusarai. Three kind of events of cycling, shooting and athletics will be held in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the participants through a video message. Akashvani will bring live commentary on the opening ceremony of Khelo India Youth Games 2025. The program will begin from 5:55 p.m. and continue till 7:30 p.m. or till the end of ceremony. It will be available on News On Air app, Prasar Bharati Sports YouTube channel and DTH. And that is the end of this news bulletin.